Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellis Trader. Kind of an unprecedented one. I think we're going to get a lot of looks at number 99, J.J. Watt. Right, Coach?
That's right, Scott. And he's a tough matchup. He's a hard guy to deal with in the running game and in the passing game. He's hard to run. It's hard to run at him because of his strength and his quickness. Here, up and under move against the Jets, you know, turns into a tackle for a big loss.
And we're at the point in the season, too, where there's not a lot of physical practices, a lot of our walkthroughs. How do you get ready for that type of quickness throughout the course of practice?
Yeah, it's hard. We're going to have to do a good job of simulating him in practice and also being good with our techniques. Here he is on the backside, going behind a back block and making a play in the backfield. Here's another play. He's over here on the left side, and the play is being run away from him, and you can see how he just, beats a cutoff block on the backside and goes right down the line. So, it's easy to say, well, we'll just run away from him. He probably makes more plays from the backside than he does on the plays that are run to him. Here's the same play from the end zone. He's lined up in a four technique in their base 34 defense. You can see he's got great length and quickness, flat right down the line. Yeah, it's another negative play. Third and two, short yardage. Out here on the outside, it makes a big play, not just on first down, but, here he is where you think he'll be rushing the passer and think he's going to run upfield. He makes a quick inside move there and makes a short yardage stop. So, tough guy to run against. Yeah. To him or away from him.
And you used to coach a guy by number 56, Lawrence Taylor, from a disruptive standpoint. Is this guy, modern day, one of those types where he can just take over the game?
I would say he's really hard. And he deals, Watt deals with a lot of this. Here it is in against Tennessee where the line's sliding to him. So it's really 3-on-2 over here with the center and the guard working on Watt out to the end. And it's assignment. And see Watt uses strength and his power and strip sacks. So, there's not only is it a sack, but it's a turnover, get the ball on a 10-yard line. He does a lot of things. Here he is out here on the edge, in more of a sub situation, just, turn the corner, probably pretty much of his signature move there, the slap, rip, uppercut, coming hard off that edge, really squeezes the pocket here. You can see the pocket is just totally collapsed on that right side, and, that really helps the players that are coming on the left side and up the middle, with the presence that he has. So even when he doesn't make the play, he's still, a big factor in the pass rush to help other guys make it.
But they try and get that one-on-one block, right? Ultimately, they try and cover you up and force you to get the one-on-one. This is a bad one here.
Yeah. So now in the same game here, we see him flipped over and playing over on the defensive right side against Ferguson. You can see he's got great power and quickness. Here he just powers Ferguson right back into Fitzpatrick. You can see the same play here from the end zone. This is Watt over here on the right side, and it's just going to be, a couple steps up the field and then turns in and just powers Ferguson and, grabs everybody. And
that tackle's been around the National Football League for a couple years. It's not like he's a young pup.
He beats a lot of good players, guards, tackles, centers, you name it. Again, in the New Orleans game, play action pass. Again, they've got the whole line sliding back to him, keeping the tight end on the backside, trying to secure the pocket back here. And he just runs right through that and sacks the quarterback. Here's the same play again. See his upfield quickness. Again, there's that same, slap rip move. He's got very good acceleration and, closing quickness to the quarterback. So, once he gets a half a step on that offensive lineman, then he's able to, close the space and make the play. Here is in the same game.
Left, right. They flip.
Yeah, now he's flipped over. Now he's working on the guard. And again, a lot of times these guards and centers just aren't used to a player with his kind of length and his kind of quickness inside. And so here, that quick swim move. Again, another sack coming off the backside. And then there are times where they put him on the center, so he gets a shot at everybody. Nobody really gets off the hook. Here they're running a game with, bringing Merciless and Cushing inside. And, Watt's quick enough to come around and make the play on a very athletic quarterback. Taylor trying to scramble out of the pocket. So, again, with his quickness and his length, he really gets to a lot of plays. against Cincinnati.
And collapses the pocket again.
Feels like we've seen this play before, four or five times. Yeah. But they just keep showing up and showing up. They overset him. He comes inside. If he can get the edge, he takes the edge. Here's the Kansas City game.
Same one.
Again, same play.
Doesn't even need a helmet.
Helmet comes off. You know, he's got a yard sale. Got stuff all over the
penalty
place.
Penalty hands to the face. I mean,
And you can see right here, you know, Smith barely holds on to the ball. He does a good job. Watt does a good job right here trying to swat that ball out of there, and Smith hangs on to it. So, look, they got a lot of good players, and certainly more than a one-man band, but, you know, this guy's, you know, going to be Defensive Player of the Year again this year, and rightfully so.
Yeah, understandably so. Coach, good luck getting back on track this week.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your Bellastrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this.